children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to MASC's weekly radio show on Family Matters. MASC, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids. It's 21 years since I started MASC, with over 48,000 families who've reached out and we've done programs with. But I meet people on the street, and I just want to mention that people ask me, is MASC just for drugs, alcohol, gambling? I want to clarify for my listeners. When we started MASC, it was for addiction. But over the 21 years, we unraveled it backwards to prevention. And MASC is no longer, the last 10 years, MASC is no longer just about drugs and alcohol or addictions. MASC is about prevention, prevention, prevention of all at-risk behaviors, including mental health issues. That could mean you could be calling about an elementary age child, someone in second grade being bullied, someone in seventh grade having any mental health condition or issue, molestation, anybody in high school age, whether it's drugs, alcohol, or mental health issues, maybe a child not doing well in school, learning disabilities, and needs a new yeshiva. We have yeshiva liaison. Or a married child, or your spouse, or oneself. We also help, we are a referral agency, and we make referrals. The referrals are specifically based on private pay or one's insurance, where they work nearby, where they live nearby, so that they can get to their therapist or counselor conveniently and make it easier to get to. Also, we have in-school programs, prevention, prevention, prevention. All our programs in the school, we have special that come from Ortsweiler School of Social Work that do programs with the young people in the school, or therapists that come in and speak to staff, and we do staff training. So if you want a program or you know somebody that needs a referral, call MASC 718-758-0400. It's a confidential helpline. You don't have to give your name. Call for the school, call for yourself, call for your loved one, your child. Maybe it's for yourself or your neighbor. Maybe it's for somebody that you sit next to in shul. Call our confidential number. Again, write it down, 718-758-0400. We have a wonderful staff waiting to answer your questions and connect you to the services that you may need. And today, MASC is going to be speaking about our most wonderful, amazing program that we had this past Sunday at Congregation Beth Torah. And we have on with us today Devorah, a parent who was at the program, and Bassi Rosenblatt, LCSW, who supervises MASC staff. She does in-school programs and camp staff trainings for MASC. So I want to welcome both of you, Devorah and Bassi. Thank you for being on our show this evening.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure, Rachel.
So Bassi and Devorah are going to share with my listeners their experiences about our program this past Sunday. And for those that didn't hear about it, possibly, MASC and Torah Psychology had a Viktor Frankl conference. It's our third conference. It was on Sunday, and it was sponsored by Interborough Developmental and Consultation Center, which is in Flatbush, in Williamsburg, in Crown Heights, and in Canarsie. So anyone interested in a clinic environment, having from therapists as well at the clinic for all mental health issues, call MASC. We'll give you the right one where you should be calling, clinic for drugs and alcohol services, where they have therapists available also for treatment for your loved ones. So I want to say a special yash koach to Interborough and LSA Recovery. Also, it was Lezecha Nishmas, Hana Aram Malka Klein, Bat Avram Shalom. I want to say thank you to the Klein family for sponsoring also our program on Sunday. We had almost 200 parents that came to listen to Howard Glasser and Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. And we had almost 100 therapists that sat from 9 to 6 for a program where they received CEUs, credits, for their continuing education for their for Howard Glasser's program and training. I want to thank Mayor Bill de Blasio, Thrive New York City, OMH, Office of Mental Health, DYCD, Department of Youth and Community Development, OCFS, Office of Children and Family Services. We must thank Assemblyman Dov Hyken, Senator Simcha Felder, Councilman Chaim Deitch, Councilman Matthew Eugene, Councilman Brad Lander, and former Councilman David Greenfield, and Councilman Kalman Yeager for always being available and helping the community with all issues, especially for mental health and at-risk issues. So let's get right to it. Devorah, I know that you and several of your friends joined us Sunday morning bright and early for our program, and I'm just wondering if you can share what your takeaway was and how it was for you to come being seen in a program in the community in Flatbush with hundreds of people in attendance. And what your takeaway was, please. Thank you, Devorah, for being so courageous and being on our show.
First of all, thank you, Ruhama, for always being there for the klal and always having a listening ear and a guiding hand and an open heart. This program was quite eye-opening and entertaining, I could say, as well. It was comforting to know that in the process of at-risk children, or I like to call them OTD, on their own derech, that we are not alone. Yes, it takes three people to create a child, the mother, the father, and the Ribono Shel Olam, as we all know, but when there is an issue at hand, we know that there are, it takes a village to raise a child, and whenever there's an issue that arises, I know that MASC is there, and the support groups are extremely helpful. So being that as an introduction, coming into this kind of venue where it was open to many parents dealing with children with all different issues, for me particularly, always hearing Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson, he keeps me on my toes. He's very on the ball. He's aware of the greater problems at large, and he has a sense of humor, which I found quite on point. Howard Glasser, with his nurture heart approach, I could have sat there for another 3 hours just listening to his intelligence, his keen insight onto how to give children the attention that they need when they catch them while being good. We always, as parents, could could give them a whole dialogue when they're misbehaving and give them that negative attention. And he very much put it, honed in on just try to give your kids that attention when they're behaving well, and that ultimately is what we want to do for our children at large, to be there for them, to listen to them, and to guide them. And it's very easy to pay attention when they're misbehaving, but when they're not misbehaving, to give them that kind of attention, and that will in turn help them become their moral compass and show them that this is what they need in life to be able to be functioning human beings and be happier people at large. So that is, in a nutshell, what I gained from the group. And I don't have any other questions.
I want to ask you, Deborah, I want to ask you, you were sitting there with, 160 other parents maybe, and it was from 10:30 till 3:30. I mean, that sounds like a long time to sit. We did have lunch. We did have breaks. But, I mean, to have 160 parents sitting on a gorgeous sunny Sunday afternoon, sitting listening to speakers about all mental health issues, about prevention, about at-risk, listening to a rabbi's families to hear from you as a mom about going to groups and going, like, you're talking now to parents that are a little frightened of taking off their masks. So can you encourage parents by giving them a message of any programs in the future and how it could be helpful for them?
Absolutely. Parenting is a 365-day, 7-day-a-week plus job. It's never easy. And when we find our kids struggling, we can't help a little bit feel the guilt and the shame and the embarrassment that, what did I do wrong? What could I have done to perhaps turn things around? But from my own personal experience, where we have children that are on different spectrums of mental illness, I can tell you that, yes, genetics may play a role, but really everything ultimately comes from Hashem. And, yes, as much as we can try and just say, where have we gone wrong, what could we have done better, that's all in the past. It's like exactly what MASK stands for. Take off the mask. I learned to dig deep inside of me and saying, what do I need to do to recognize? Of course, the davening is important, and seeking out professional help, that was important. But what do I need to do personally to be able to make a change and to move forward and to acknowledge my children's struggles and to be able to cope with what everything is going on? And there's no quick fix. There's no one answer, but realizing that everything happens for a reason, and we don't always know why, but if everybody could just dig deep down in and find that one thing that it is that we need to be able to make a change, and once that is acknowledged, basically I would say for myself it was more of shame or guilt or maybe also what could I have done better. But once I already had that all sorted out, I realized it's like, everything comes from Hashem, and we need to be able to reach out to the right sources. And once MASK became part of our lives, it was a complete 360. I was able to use, along with my husband, we were able to use the right tool to be able to talk to all of our children in a different manner. And as soon as I saw that shift within myself, my children realized it also, and we had, I wouldn't say complete behavior changes at home, but it definitely helped create a more positive, warm, loving atmosphere at home. And I'm one to always try to look past the bad and only see the good. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of change, but it can be done. And like I said, with the help of MASK and with a lot of davening, a lot of tefillos, a lot of sleepless nights, and the right therapists, absolutely, we are Baruch Hashem all in a good place now. And if anybody wants to be able to reach out to me privately, Ruchama has my information. We have a Mother's MASK chat. I'll be happy to speak to anybody anytime. She'll give you my cell phone number, It'll be my pleasure. We have, like I said, we have experience with different areas within the mental illness, which is a disease, just like, you know, when it comes to cancer and physical illnesses, there is a lot of help out there, but I think there's still a lot of shame, and our community is finally starting to acknowledge that a lot of physical a lot of times when kids act out, it stems from mental illness, and until that's acknowledged across the board and accepted among our community, we haven't fully made that giant leap forward, but slowly it's starting to come out, and it's okay, and there, people will still get married off. We'll still be able to build Binyan Adayad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. But like I said, again, it would be my pleasure to speak to anybody if they want to be able to reach me through Ruchama. It'll be my way of giving back and paying it forward. It'll be my pleasure.
Right. Thank you, Devorah. And I wish you and your family only nachas and strength and continued getting going on the right path with the support of MASC. I want to now introduce also, I would like to first say that if anybody wants to reach Devorah, please call 718-758-0400, and we'll be happy to give you her contact number. Thank you again, Devorah, for having
me. Thank you, Ruchama, for having me. It's my pleasure. Chazak b'yameitz. Hatzlacha rabba.
Amen.
All the best.
Basi,
hi, Ruchama.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Hi, Basi. I really want to first thank you for always being there for the MASC staff, for the MASC families, and for the schools and the camp that you go in and you do your programs. So, Yashkoach, publicly, I want to say thank you so much. So, you're a therapist and a very sought-after therapist. And I just want to get your feedback on our program this past Sunday.
Okay, so on a beautiful Sunday in April, when I could have found myself anywhere, I chose to join this MASC conference for a few very good reasons. I'm always honored and proud to be part of MASC. I've been with Ruchama and her team for a long time, watching their growth and watching their outreach in the community, and I get to see firsthand how many people tell me MASC has helped them, MASC has saved them. I call MASC when I have a problem. So to me, MASC is an invaluable asset in our community.
Thank you.
What was also so beautiful about this program, first of all, Ruchama, and everybody who was there knows that the venue that was chosen was extraordinary, was a big,
spacious
place. It made everybody feel like a queen or a king. Whoever was there had a beautiful seat. They were well situated. They were able to see the speakers. They were treated with the most dignified, respectful manner. And what was so special about this venue was that it didn't have a punitive feel at all. It was so constructive and so encouraging to parents. And it made everybody feel so hopeful. The two speakers that you chose, Ruchama Howard Glasser and Rabbi Jacobson, are both people who gave a message of hope and goodness. And they made parents feel like there's something so right about what they're doing and what they can do. And they helped people see the future rather than to look at themselves as like, oh, we're doing something wrong, what's wrong with us? They gave people a way to think differently and a way to look at their families and their issues openly and differently, and I can try something else. It doesn't have to be this way. So I think that was a very hopeful message that people got. What was also extremely impressive was when I went downstairs, I met about 100 therapists who were there for the day. It was a long day. Sunday's a long day to tuck yourself into a room, a long day, and they were there to get, I think it was about 6 credits, for a very productive day with Howard Glasser, who spoke about a nurtured heart. His approach is that your heart is a voice, and where we sometimes have a language of negativity and we're not masters at the language of goodness and greatness, we can learn how to change all of that. And our energy can be in the goodness rather than in the negativity. And I think parents heard that a lot. There were even parents who said, how do we start this now? And how do we change that and implement that now? And he helps people say, listen, this is a new approach. This is what we're doing. And eventually your family will pick that up. And it was something that was so nice for parents to hear, the idea of saying reset and for you as the parent to not come down harder but to trust your possibility. So that was really nice from Howard Glasser. And then with Rabbi Jacobson, who was always humorous and brilliant and funny, he talked about confronting challenges and dealing with adversity and not making your children feel like they're the problem and, you know, being real about what's going on in our lives and not having self-doubt and guilt and dealing with it. He always has a humorous approach, and he makes people feel like he's with them in whatever they're dealing with so that they're not alone. And he talked about each child playing his own music and how we can help each of our children. He even referenced a story about somebody who had just passed away recently in Israel, somebody, Avram Nov, and he talked about him as being a young refugee, and all he had with him was his violin, and right. He survived by playing music for the SS guards. And then he went to Palestine, to Israel, and he played music in Israel. He taught music, and an Arab eulogized him, and he said that this man taught him music, and he said that he told his son, your father's music will live forever. And I think Rabbi Jacobson referenced that because he said, allow each child to play his music and to fill the world with their music. So these were very powerful messages that the parents heard. I observed the faces of the parents. I saw very hopeful faces. I saw people who felt just encompassed with people who are caring and cared about them and that they weren't alone. And I think in my experience with MASK, that is the overarching feeling that MASK gives to people, which is you're going through a hard time, you're not alone. We're here with you. We want to help you. We have resources. We have people who can help you. Don't do this alone. It's not a doable thing on your own. We're here to help you, and with the greatest dignity and the greatest respect. So I just have to echo everybody's sentiments who were at this venue, and I think everybody came away feeling uplifted. I spoke to some of the parents afterwards who I see privately, and each one of them said to me it was just a wonderful, wonderful day. It was a lot of time. It was a long time. There were other little ideas that were presented along the way and gave people some information. But the two keynote speakers who were featured were very uplifting to parents. And my feeling was that everybody, including myself, it was a day really well spent and a lot of good planning, Rahama and staff.
Thank you.
Never disappoints, ever.
I'm glad that you said and staff, because MASK is not Rahama alone. I have an amazing staff that's always available. So just call the MASK helpline at 718-758-0400. And again, Bassi, thank you for always being there for the Klal, for MASK staff, and for everyone that reaches out to you. Thank you. I 30-minute show, it goes so quick, and I would like to just recognize that we are going to have a show, and it is going to be at Cohn, who had a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy where her son died, Shmuel Ben Gedalia, 4 years ago, 5 weeks before his bar mitzvah. And October 8th, 2013, Amy, thank you for being on our show. And I just want you to give two sentences about safe streets and invite everyone to listen onto our show next week.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Yes, losing a child, losing a family member is a pain no one should have to endure. And as you said about MASK, this is not something anyone should ever have to endure alone. So we provide a range of support services And we fight for safer streets so that this does not have to happen to anyone else. Traffic crashes are preventable. They are not accidents. And together we can make sure this does not happen to anyone else.
Thank you, Amy. We're going to have a show. I'm sorry, I said next week. It's May the 17th, Thursday, May 17th. The show will air with Amy Cohn, Families for Safe Streets. So if anyone knows anyone that has Loa Lena gone through this kind of tragedy, have them listen in and reach out to us, and we'll connect them with Amy Cohn. I would like to say that the event on Sunday, my work was L'zeich HaNishmas, my parents, Yehuda Leib Ben Mordechai and Ita Bas Shlomo, whose yard site is next week. For both my parents, I would just like to thank Devorah, the parent, for being on. I would like to thank Basi again for coming on the show and attending our program. I'd like to thank Rabbi Daniel Schoenbach from Torah Psychology for always doing programs with MASC in the community. I'd like to thank and recognize that we just did a marketplace where we had many different rehabs and fellow organizations, Ignite Treatment Center, Acadia Healthcare, Behavioral Crossroad, Meadows of Behavioral Healthcare, and others, but those were our four co-sponsors, so I'd like to publicly thank them and recognize them, and I'm looking forward to speaking to everyone again next Thursday night, and I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful evening and a beautiful Shabbos. Thank you and good night.
Hi, this is Zev Brenner. What wild and unpredictable weather we've been having lately. Unfortunately, in weather like this and even in good circumstances, accidents do occur. If you or your loved one has recently been hurt, there's only one name and one firm that you should call. The Rothenberg Law Firm. I know them personally. For over 48 years, they've been fighting for injured people to get them the compensation they deserve for their injuries. When it comes to representing you or your loved one, there is only one name and one firm, the Rothenberg Law Firm. If you've been injured, put the power, resources, and experience that only a multi-state law firm can deliver. Call 1-800-624-8888 or visit them online at injurylawyer.com. The Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com or 1-800-624-8888. Now you can explore Jewish history and heritage traveling the world's great waterways. Kosher River Cruises, the only kosher all-inclusive luxury five-star cruise, combines the luxury and ease of riverboat cruising with exciting and educational land touring and delicious glatt kosher cuisine prepared by Chef Malcolm Green. Whether you're interested in discovering Jewish history and heritage along the world's great waterways or just looking to sit back and relax from the comfort of your floating hotel, just watching the scenery pass you by, then this is the tour for you. It includes daily touring, education, lecture, entertainment programs, plus so much more. 2018 cruises include Vietnam and Cambodia, June 18th, Portugal and Spain, July 31st, and join me, Zev Brenner, on the Danube. Budapest to Prague, commemorating the life of Simon Wiesenthal with the Simon Wiesenthal Center as Rabbi Marvin Heyer, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, and Rabbi Meir May, October 22nd. New for 2019, Brazil. Visit us at kosherrivercruise.com for more information and cruise details. That's kosherrivercruise.com. I look forward to sailing with you.
KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.